Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. A new state law goes into effect this year that requires boaters to take a safety course before operating a boat on Maine waters, something that nearly every other state already does. The Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife is trying to get word out about who will need to take the course and how to do that ahead of boating season. They say, as of January 1, 2024, a person born on or after January 1, 1999 may not operate a motorboat of 25 horsepower or greater for recreational boating purposes on inland waters of the state or territorial waters unless that person is 12 years of age or older and has completed a boater safety and education course. There are a few exemptions, such as for registered Maine guides, for hunting, fishing, and recreational guides only, the commercial fishing industry, merchant marines, and daily boat renters. They go on to say, the course teaches participants how to safely operate and maintain a boat, Maine boating laws, how to prepare for boating emergencies, environmental concerns, including how to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species, and more. The course can be taken in person or online, and you can find out how to do that at maine.gov/IFW. Also happening this week, the League of Women Voters of Maine is hosting a book discussion on Naomi Klein's Doppelganger, A Trip into the Mirror World. Doppelganger was a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle Award, a New York Times bestseller and notable book of 2023, Vulture's number one book of the year, one of Slate's top 10 best books, a Guardian Best Ideas book, one of Time's top 10 books, and winner of the Northwest Book Award in 2023. Quoting from the publisher Macmillan, not long ago, the celebrated activist and public intellectual Naomi Klein was confronted with a doppelganger whose views she found abhorrent, but whose name and public persona were significantly similar to her own that many people got confused about who was who. Destabilized, she lost her bearings until she began to understand the experience as one manifestation of a strangeness many of us have come to know but struggled to define. AI-generated text is blurring the line between genuine and spurious communications. New age wellness entrepreneurs turned anti-vaxxers, scrambling familiar political allegiances of the left and right. And liberal democracies are teetering on the edge of absurdist authoritarianism, even as the oceans rise. Under such conditions, reality itself seems to have become unmoored. Is there a cure for our moment of collective vertigo? The League of Women Voters book discussion group on Naomi Klein's Doppelganger, A Trip into Mirror World, will be taking place on Wednesday this week, March 27th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., It happens via Zoom, and they say all are welcome to participate, even if you haven't read the book. More information can be found, and you can also register for the Zoom link at LWVME. That's League of Women Voters of Maine, LWVME.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org if you have any news suggestions, events, or comments. Please be sure to also enter your events into the WERU community calendar by going to weru.org, clicking on calendar, and then just filling out the information in the form. We'll see you here again 8 tomorrow morning on your community radio station, WERU-FM. Have a great day.